Witness what big is all about. The names of the people I'm about to introduce are so big that they've become what you might call household words since their beginning in St. Louis, Missouri, some 12 years ago. We're very fortunate to have with us, at the height of a magnificent journey that has gained them worldwide fame, Ike and Tina Turner. Okay, we're back now with Ike and Tina Turner, the Ikettes and the Family Vibes, which is your fantastic band, right, Ike?
Right.
And Tina, I'm sure a lot of our viewers would like to know the names of the Ikettes.
Yeah. Okay, to my immediate right, we have Jean from Louisville, Kentucky. We have Etna from Santa Ana. And we have Esther from Midland.
Okay, first question.
My name is Michelle. I'm going to direct my question to Tina. Do you guys make up your own dance steps?
Yes, between the Ikettes and myself, we sort of get together and throw it together.
Oh, my name is Joe, and I'd like to direct my question to Ike. Is it true you have a new recording studio?
Yes, we do, out in Englewood.
My name is Yolanda, and I'd like to direct my question to Tina. I don't know, what are some of your favorite hobbies?
Let's see. I've almost forgot them all since I've been just saying. Let's see, let me think. I think I like to skate. I think maybe just to go in the country for a while. And I like being a woman.
My name is Reginald Cameron. I would like to know how did you and I meet up together in St. Louis?
That's a long story. Look, I'll try to make it short. I was very well known in St. Louis, and I was still in high school, very young. And I had wanted to sing with this group, too young to go in the clubs, but I sort of put on makeup and so forth to get in. And I when I finally got to him, I asked him if I could sing with him, and he said, yeah, I'll call you. Yeah,
you know. Right.
Yep.
So then, but he never called me. So one of the musicians set one of the microphones down one night, and I took hold of the mic and started singing. pow. That was the beginning.
Okay, I think we got time for one more. You're frowning so hard, I'm going to let you have
okay,
it.
My name is Irma Hunter, and I'd like to know approximately how many gold records have you put together? I know you have a whole lot of them, but, you know.
I think we have a lot of them that hasn't been given to us. We received one recently of Proud Mary and the album Carnegie Hall, Live at Carnegie Hall. And Ike is now starting. I think we're going to get a gold album from his Right On album. It's really doing great. You got to listen to it.
Okay, Ike, what are we going to do next?
Tina's new single, Feel Good.
All righty. One more time for Ike and Tina Turner. Exciting husband and wife team in the entire soul music business to come on back and do it for us again, Ike and Tina Turner.
I think right now you'd like to hear something from us. Nice.
and easy.
Left a good job.
Well, now I'd like to do that for you. But there's just one thing. I guess you know by now that we never, ever do nothing nice and easy. But it's because, you see, we always do it nice and rough. We're going to take the beginning of this song, and we're going to do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish. Rough. This is the way we do. Proud Mary.
Said we're rolling, rolling, rolling on the river.
Tell you we're rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. I left a good job
down in the city.
Was working for the man every night and day.
But I never lost one minute of sleep. Then I was worrying about the way that things might have been.
It will keep on turning. Proud Mary, keep on burning. And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Keep on turning, y'all. And the proud river keep on burning.
Burning, rolling, rolling, rolling.
He is as gifted a musician, composer, and showman that you will find anywhere. She is probably the most exciting female performer that ever lived. Together they represent the world's most renowned musical attraction. A great welcome, gang, for Ike and Tina Turner. With Ike and Tina Turner, and Ike, I'd like to congratulate you on this fantastic band you put together. Isn't it a great band, gang? Yeah. And I got about 15 questions I want to ask you, Ike, but I know you do all your talking after the show, right? Right on. Tina, why don't you introduce the Ikeettes?
Okay. We have a very old Ikeette with us. Esther, which is on the end, from Midland, Texas. Yeah. Esther has been with us about like 5 years. 5 years. Going on 6, she's been here and so forth, and she's back for the rest of Ike and Tina. And we have Marcy, which is a new addition to the group. She sings very well. She has some things coming out. She's from Dallas, Texas. And Yolanda is from right here in Los Angeles, California.
You say we just got back from Europe?
Yeah, we just finished the European tour. We did 6 weeks. Very successful. We were sellouts in every city, which was like six countries we went to. And I just don't remember the whole itinerary, but it was a very successful tour.
Ike, did you want to add something?
No, she remembers the money she had.
Tina, your latest single, is that from a new album, or is that something I missed? Sexy Ida?
Sexy Ida is the single following the single of Nutbush and the album of Nutbush. There is a recent album, which is the country, our country album, which is like very good. It's a very sort of relaxed, for once you hear me sing. But then, of course, there's the natural me that comes out later, which is the single. We have a new recording of Baby Get It On. And it so happens that we would have done it tonight, but Ike was hoarse, and he's got most of the lead on it for once. And I like it an awful lot. It's really moving, and it's us. It's good. It's going to hit.
We'll probably get that one in next time you come, right, Ike?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do Sexy Ida now. Huh? How about it, gang, for Ike and Tina?
And this is Sexy Ida.
Thank you.